From the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Marvel News from Marvel Fans. And now, your hosts, a veritable House of M, Meredith Placco, Matt Key, and special guest host, Matthew Mercer.
That was a good... Sorry, Doctor Strange fell over.
Oh, we can't have that now, can we?
No, well, Thanos fell over last week.
No, I knocked Shanda.
There's no way I'm going to let Doctor Strange be knocked. Come on, Doctor.
No. The Sorcerer Supreme. By the hoary hosts of this bottle of scotch.
I knew having you on would be the right move. hold on. Okay.
I just give up.
Hello, Schmoville! Hi! Welcome to Marvel News from Marvel Fans, where we break down all the Marvel news from all the studios and tell you why you should be as excited as we are. We are broadcasting to you live from the Danger Room.
And as always, you can visit us on Facebook at Marvel News from Marvel Fans on the Schmoes No Network. You can also like us and follow us on Twitter at Marvel Schmoes. Don't forget to find us and download us and rate us on iTunes. And also, you can find us on YouTube under youtube.com/skpodcast.
Yeah, continue to give us your opinions, your comments, and the stories you want us to cover and everything else. We love hearing from you. Also, want to remind you all that we are not experts. We like to pretend that we are, but we're certainly not. So we may get some information wrong here and there, and we love having that conversation with you on YouTube and iTunes and Facebook and Twitter. So
conversation.
I like pictures.
Meredith enjoys pictures. I enjoy content. So there's that.
Yeah.
I'm Matt Key. You can follow me on Twitter at the Matt Key.
And you can find me on Twitter at M Placco.
And we don't have Cook today. He's out of town. He's on a special assignment somewhere.
I'll never find the body.
Matt Mercer just wanted to be on so badly that he murdered Matt Cook. So we've got voiceover superstar Matt Mercer here today.
Hi, hey guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh.
There's so many people in here out of nowhere. No, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, we're honored. You're our first guest.
Yay! I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
now you feel even more special, don't you?
No more guests after this. They're like, that was a bad idea.
Bad idea.
This is terrible.
Never again. These people do not know how to do this.
Exactly.
Now, for those of you who don't know, like, you've pretty much done a character in a video game, like, in every video game over the last 3 years, I feel.
Yeah,
like,
if you're playing a video game right now, there's at least an 85% chance that you're hearing Matt Mercer's voice in that video
probably,
game.
Probably, and for that, I sincerely apologize. recent stuff, those are playing Destiny. Yeah, if you picked a human male character, you're listening to me all the time. If you didn't, then, well, I'm sorry you're not. And you should make one.
make one now.
Exactly.
I keep killing you in Shadows of Mordor.
Who are you in Shadows of Mordor?
I'm like a sixth of the orcs in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cool.
But a bunch of the small characters, but a lot of just like, you know, guttural, angry, Utah, come over here so I can slit your throat.
Oh, wow. That's chilling.
Yeah. It's the makeup helps a lot. They put us in makeup for the recording.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really?
That must take forever.
No, I'm like, are you serious? That's amazing.
That would have been really, really cool and really, really difficult to actually enunciate with the teeth in. but yeah, so like that, and Attack on Titan, which has been on the Cartoon Network for a while. It's been a lot of fun. I voiced Captain Levi in that.
He's like a fan favorite.
IMDb. Google, I'm bad at this. Yeah. So.
Now, these two boys right here, how I actually got to know them was from a web series called There Will Be Brawl, which is a Nintendo crossover.
That's how we got to know each
other. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Is that your guys' origin story?
Yeah, that's our origin story. That's where we became besties.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you give us a truncated version of that?
Really quick version. I was working on this web series. For those who haven't seen it, it's kind of like a dark HBO crime drama live-action version of the Nintendo universe. With main character Luigi in a trench coat in this like dystopian Mushroom Kingdom. It's really dark and fun. And we were having a hard time casting Luigi. And so I was at the end of my rope, and a friend of mine suggested this other guy who did improv with called Matt Key. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I contact them, send me an email. This totally skeezy email.
I get this random email and then followed by a random phone call from some dude named Matt Mercer, who I even never met or heard of in my life, saying, hey, your friend Clive recommended you for casting. Do you want to come to my apartment in the Valley and audition for me?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, the Valley. Yeah, let's go to the porn capital of the world and audition in a strange dude's apartment.
We've been good friends ever since.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he auditioned, he nailed it, and we recorded for about a year and made a fun web series. And yeah. since then, we've been creative partners in many endeavors and generally just making each other's lives miserable.
Yeah, very miserable. Oh, come on, sweetheart. yeah, that's our origin story.
That's pretty rad, guys. And yeah. I think Jatarvis here. Yeah, he's running our control room over there. But yeah, no, things have been... that's really, like, just such an awesome show. Like, I saw the photos done from the whole cast, and it was just, like...
That your boyfriend, Greg,
did. That my boyfriend did, yes. Yeah.
You're a very talented photographer.
I keep saying Greg DeStefano is photographer to the Geek Stars, so, you know. Mm-hmm.
True, his
new,
very true.
Yeah, his new tagline. All right, so we're going to jump right into things and head over to some new Daredevil news. Over at New York Comic Con that just happened this weekend.
Lots of news
Lots of news. So yeah, we apologize. We're going to be a little comic book heavy this week, but we do have an official Netflix site for the Daredevil show, and we also have a couple stills that came out. We see an early version of Daredevil's costume and also Matt Murdock. And some other really cool stuff out of it is Rosario Dawson was cast as Night Nurse.
Which is kind of awesome.
Yeah. It was one of the few casting rumors that, like, hasn't, you know, we knew she was involved, we didn't know what, and Night Nurse is kind of one of these characters that she's the, you know, kind of fixer-upper to all these superheroes. You can't just, you know, if you're a superhero, you can't just, like, walk into a hospital after you've been, like, shot and stabbed.
Well, not without question.
I mean, yeah. Even though it is Hell's Kitchen.
How did you get this? The owl. The owl. He slashed my throat. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. By the way, I'm Daredevil. Don't tell anyone. Shh.
I fell down the stairs. Doesn't quite work as well.
And that's another cast member they announced.
Yeah, the owl.
Yeah, it was
which will be interesting.
I'm not the hair right is the only requirement I have.
I read on a website somewhere that, where they were like, I just hope they don't make him look like a Wolverine in Renaissance garb. Which is exactly how he looked in Bendis'
run.
That's
how I want to look.
Yeah, can you, like, how?
If he's just like a dude, I'd be like, no. I want them to go to the guy who did Wolverine's hair for the X-Men movies and be like, not big enough. Not big enough. We need someone to elevate it.
It needs to be up here.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend Scott the other day over at the Growlings, and I was like, yeah, I don't get the owl. I'm not a big fan of the owl. He goes, dude, you need the owl because he shows what Hell's Kitchen looks like without order. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. Like, he's Hell's Kitchen without order. And then the Kingpin comes in and he's like, no, this is work. You need organized crime. Mm-hmm. This is the jerk that you don't want. So I like that theory.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm super excited. And I love the rumors. Some people have found on Netflix viewers, you know, looking up for the placeholder, they find the date of, I want to say May 1st, 2015, which is the day of Age of Ultron releases. So some people are thinking that are they going to try to dual, like, drop Daredevil the same time that Age of Ultron comes out as, like, a nice kind of crossover to help promote. Then again, it's probably just a placeholder. But you
That's
never know how these things work.
Interesting.
Yeah. Part of overall Marvel Disney's plan to make sure nobody sleeps that night.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that movie? Come home and binge watch forever.
Binge watch forever. Forever. That was a good voice.
Thank you.
It's like your voiceover.
I haven't told that.
You are a voiceover. That is, you're actually not a physical.
I'm being a pure voiceover energy. It'd be a little depressing.
Oh, that'd be a cool character in a Harry Dresden novel.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Other cool news out of New York Comic Con from the Marvel Television Studios is fans and press were treated to some footage from Agent Carter. We don't actually know what the footage is. We have a title card now, but what we've heard is that Peggy Carter, Howard Stark get out of a car, have an exchange. Howard Stark goes off with some secret tech. Jarvis shows up, and then there's a fight scene. And by all accounts, it's an epic and amazing fight scene. So everyone who's seen this footage says this is, like, spot on. This is kind of what, especially detractors of S.H.I.E.L.D. are like, this is what we want, you know, our Marvel TV shows to be. So yeah. I'm excited. I'm sad I wasn't there. If someone was there, please, like, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, please tell us what it looked like. So are they, like, there's an epic fight scene with Howard Stark and Jarvis?
Agent Carter fighting, as far as I know.
Yeah. Apparently all the fans have been so tight-lipped about this, there's been very little leaking information on this, and which is a first Marvel of promo event period, so it's a little frustrating. Because usually you're like, oh, there's a leaked video, and they show you the link. There's nothing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you guys being jerks to us?
Yeah. Respectful to the medium? Come on.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
I thought better of you.
Well, yeah,
New York. If this is San Diego, there'd be like 30,000 links to it all of a sudden.
Maybe it's because Bleeding Cool wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to pop over to Marvel Studios, where more news out of New York. This is really just the New York Comic Con recap show, where we watched it live from our couches.
Yeah,
none of us could go to New York. So one of the big comic book announcements is in 2015, they're revisiting the Secret Wars arc, which was a huge, massive crossover event that happened in the 80s.
In 84.
Yeah, 84 to 85. It was a year-long event. And
originally created to launch a toy line to combat DC.
Really?
Yeah, DC did something very... They had a toy line, but I don't think that they created a comic book to go along with it. DC was a better-known property at the time than Marvel, which, I mean, makes sense. And Marvel was like, well, we've got to get our toys into the hands of kids, but the kids aren't going to understand who, you know...
Absorbing Man is.
Absorbing Man is. Or
they still don't, but...
To be fair, who does? Who does? yeah, they created it to launch a toy line, which is, if you've ever read it, it is so...
That
obvious.
Would explain.
It is so obvious.
It was one of the worst crossovers I think I've ever read. And I mean, I tend to stick with my X-Men, but I'm like, I'll branch out. Nope. Never again.
No.
Hey, if it wasn't for Secret Wars, we wouldn't have knowledge of the awesome Magneto X-Rogue relationship.
No, thank you.
They're revisiting that now.
Yeah, they've been.
Yeah. They've revisited, like, Remender's been
times.
Writing. A little bit more of that.
And it's still not any less creepy, I assure you. But so the cool thing about, with the Secret Wars comic book, which they've released cover art by Alex Ross, who's actually mainly known for a lot of his DC work, it really focuses on a lot of current Earth 616, which is the mainstay of Marvel Comics and a lot of the alternate universe characters. So you have, you know, the current run, Tony Stark, you have Sam Wilson as Captain America. But you also have some of the, like Gwen Stacy.
Oh my God,
Spider-Bird.
He's the Falcon.
Yeah.
Now he's Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch! That's going to be the full tie-in eventually.
Yeah, they're going to try to just go all
I just
platform
realized that.
There. That'd be amazing. Yeah. But yeah, so it really is focusing on a lot of the Marvel Cinematic Universe characters in the initial Secret War promotion. So it makes a lot of people starting to speculate, is this going to be fourth generation of the Marvel films? Are we going to see...
Well, they're also speculating like third generation. Like, is it going to be like, is this Marvel Phase 3? Are we going to do a Secret Wars movie? Like...
Okay, we have to tackle Thanos. We have to deal with Thanos first, but obviously Marvel is thinking 10, 15 years into the future. I mean,
Which is smart because it takes a long time to make a movie.
Because at the point where Marvel's at, they're unstoppable in the film industry.
Well, they are currently.
I mean, at this point, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening to you.
That's fine, I'm a girl, don't worry.
Ouch.
I know.
Ouch. Oh, so now I feel awful.
What do you guys think, though? Do you think this could be... I mean, because they're going to plan to start it in the summer of 2015... And
you mean the comic book?
The comic. The comic is going to launch around the time that we're going to see.
You know, I don't think they're going to do a Secret Wars movie. I mean, who could they put in the Secret Wars movie? Like, they could, let's see, from the Marvel universe, they could put in Loki as a villain. They could put in Ultron as a villain.
Well, first off, maybe we should explain to our listeners what the Secret Wars actually was.
Okay, so the Secret Wars, other than being a terrible tie-in for their toy. Just go look at, like, page 5 or 6, I think, of the Secret Wars comic book of issue 1, and you can see how it's so deliberately made for toys, because they have a whole panel, and it's really tiny, and it says, here's all the heroes that made it, and it has their little names underneath it, and then underneath that is all the villains with all their names, and it's like, look at all the toys you can buy, kids, here's their names, you love them, don't you? Like, it's really bad. But other than that, the story is that all the heroes, not all the heroes, a very large selection of heroes, like I think Spider-Man, a couple of the X-Men, like maybe the main X-Men team,
a
handful of villains. I'm trying to, like, Captain America, Dr. Doom was there. Ultron actually was part of it, and his system was overridden by Dr. Doom, like, who figured out how to make him a slave. Like,
but it wasn't even just like all these guys coming to fight for a good cause. It was just some giant cosmic mysterious entity wanting to play with their toys.
Yeah. It was literally that.
It was okay. If you've ever watched the, like, animated series X-Men, or it happens in the comics where you have Mojo World, where they kind of come in and do battle. What they did is they had all these good guys and villains come together to battle out for life and death. It's a very, you know, Lord of the Flies-esque storyline that they did. It was a terrible storyline.
I hate Mojo. He's like one of my least favorite characters.
But we got Longshot out of it, so.
We did get Longshot, and we got Shatterstar from that. He's from Mojo World, right?
Yeah, Shatterstar. Yeah.
But, but you know,
right.
This was
but
kind
still
of...
Double Sword, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but Secret Wars is similar premise. And to do that again in the... I could see them maybe doing some weird, like, one-off movie where it was like that, but for that to be an epic next stage film, that's a little reaching.
To go from Infinity War to that is just such a downgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't... I really don't think they're going to do that movie. I think that they're just doing like something awesome in the comics. Like Jonathan Hickman is like one of my comic book heroes right now, and he's doing an amazing job on Avengers and the New Avengers. If you're not reading that, I think Avengers is 36 issues in, and I think New Avengers is 20-something, 24, 25. Go catch up on all of that if you're not reading it. It's great. The New Avengers starts a little slow. My friend Jack said that it reads like a PowerPoint presentation for the first two issues. But after that, I think it gets amazing personally. But, the New Avengers and the Avengers have now become kind of at odds with one another, and it's going in that direction. So I think that's more or less what they're doing. I don't think they're going to do a movie.
So the last bit of information out of the panel was from Marvel is that it's not only going to affect the entire publishing side when it debuts, but it's also going to cross over to the digital platforms and introduce new consumer products from various licensees. So really, I think Marvel just needs to make some more money, and they're going to, I think it's just Secret Wars 84 all over
again. Here's what I'm thinking. I think it's going to skip the entire actual war of Secret Wars, and it's going to skip straight to all the superheroes getting new costumes at that one little alien boutique.
That was like the weirdest part of Secret Wars was Spider-Man like, I found this weird room where they gave me a cool new costume. Like, that's why you were brought to Secret War Battle World.
Essentially, he saw everyone getting costumes and was like, oh, where do I go? They went, oh, around the corner to this one. And he went to the wrong room.
But that's how he gets the symbiote suit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So there we go. We can actually legitimately tell the proper story to not show the Venom movie.
There we go.
Which is more news coming up, everybody. Yeah. Go read the Secret Wars. I will say that if you are a Marvel completionist in the way that I am, and you feel like you have to read everything that Marvel's ever done, and you dedicate like 12 hours of your day to trying to do just that, go read Secret Wars. It's a pivotal, important moment. It's one of the first big crossovers that any comic book ever company ever. I think it might be the first. I think they did it before.
The beginning of the end, then.
Yeah.
I'm
anti-crossover event now, too, like just because it's so saturated. Like, they have to do one every 3 months now. But at the time, it was novel and amazing.
Yeah.
And so read it for that reason, you know.
And
but,
hopefully we won't see a film out of it.
I don't. The Infinity Gauntlet is too big of a deal. Yeah. They've set too much up. I think that that's where... I think they'll continue with that.
Well, and along those lines, like another thing I'm super excited for, and I hope it ties into the films, is that out of nowhere, Marvel Animation announced that they're doing a Guardians of the Galaxy animated series on Disney XD. And there are some test footage that's actually out online, so you can look it up on the Schmozno website. And it's a really rough drawings. It's not complete, so keep that in mind. But it shows Rocket Raccoon kind of running away from the law, and he runs in and meets Star-Lord. It's really cute. I'm really excited for it, and it's going to be launching sometime next year.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I think so.
And I mean, Disney's smart to jump on that. I mean, it's so hot, and like Rocket Raccoon and Groot are just... They're perfect for younger
it's
market.
Marvel's Frozen.
That's Marvel's Frozen. That's a good way to put it. They find out that they're sisters.
Yeah.
And then they sing songs to each other.
Yeah, in a classic ancient European type Dutch town. It looks really
I cannot wait to hear Bradley Cooper singing Rocket's version of Let It Go.
That's on YouTube, actually. You can look it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
really?
It went like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, good. I'll have to go look it up. Yeah. I'm behind the times.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Also in other news, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this movie, but Interplanetary Unusual Attacking Team debuted in China. It's a giant movie. Hopefully it comes over to America soon, because it sounds amazing. I cannot wait to watch.
What is it?
Interplanetary Unusual Attacking Team. Well, they're a band of misfits who fight in the universe. They more or less like guard the galaxy, I think. There's like a raccoon who, and his best friend is a walking tree.
Such a novel idea.
I know. And like, there's a bandit who was kidnapped when he was a kid in the 80s, and he listens to 80s music all the time.
That sounds amazing. Oh my God, I want to see that film right now.
Anyway, if you haven't caught on, Interplanetary Unusual Attacking Team is the Chinese name for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, it's not the the Sun Noble character and his whole band of groups.
What?
Go ahead.
That's Guardians of the Galaxy. They made $26.6 million in the opening weekend, and that has rounded out. What?
No, I was going to say, which is like the country's strongest October box office debut ever.
Yeah, so, go
China.
Go Marvel in China. Yeah. And worldwide, the movie has now made $687 million.
Yeah, go James Gunn.
Seriously.
Yeah, no joke. Absolutely make a sequel. I'm glad that they announced that before the movie. That was ballsy. That wasn't ballsy.
No,
that was like, we know what we've got.
They knew what they had.
I still remember every single friend of mine who wasn't a comics reader that when they announced Guardians of the Galaxy, mm-hmm. it was like, what is... What? No.
Well,
what?
No. Even I was. I'm a huge comic, and I'm like, how are they going to turn that into a movie? Oh, come on. Marvel's out of their mind.
God. When I saw that, my girlfriend Brittany and I had just, like, the year before mm-hmm. read Abnett and Lanning's run on Guardians of the Galaxy, mm-hmm. and we saw that, and we're like, I mean, we were there with you. We're like, oh my God, yes. Please put a raccoon on a tree and have him fire guns.
It was a litmus test for what they could do with Cosmic Marvel. If this film failed, then...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye, Nova.
There,
But
this opens everything.
Everything.
Like, even like we're talking full-on Living Tribunal.
The fact that they brought Celestials in, I was just like, oh my God, can I have sex with the screen seven times?
I was like 10 years old as soon as I saw it, Celestial. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
It blew my mind. I was like, you just put a Celestial on the screen.
Yeah,
that
happened.
That they kept Nowhere. I was like, there's no way they're going to keep Nowhere from the comics. They'll figure out another place to put the base. They'll be on Xandar or something. Oh my God, you kept Nowhere?
Yep.
A giant celestial severed head floating in space. That's amazing.
It just shows that, like, really pseudo-campy sci-fi, like, in the way that Fifth Element was, works really well. Especially once, I mean, we're already talking about comic book characters. There's a huge suspension of disbelief. And I think, I don't know, Guardians really married everything I love about sci-fi in comics into one.
Perfectly.
And I just, it makes me so hopeful for all the craziness that we have, including Doctor Strange. Because it's another week, so we have another casting rumor!
Can't wait! Can I just address something that just drives me up the wall with Doctor Strange just casting in general?
Okay.
Certainly.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you letting me do
by
that.
By all means. Go for it.
I hate when, like, a random celebrity... like is out at somewhere and some person's like, hey, would you be interested in playing part A? And then they're like, I sure would. And then the next day, oh my God, Keanu Reeves is going to be Doctor Strange because he said he would be interested. No, he's interested. He's interested. That doesn't mean that he's been approached. It doesn't mean that anyone has talked to him. It doesn't mean that he's anywhere close to Marvel's radar. Like, the fact that someone's like, ooh, Ethan Hawke, you've worked with Scott Derrickson. Does that mean you're going to be Doctor Strange? I don't know. I'd be interested. Oh my God, Ethan Hawke is playing Doctor Strange. No. You know what? I'm interested in playing Doctor Strange.
You guys heard it first here on the Marvel News Show. Matt Key is going to be the next Doctor
Strange. I'm going to be the next
Doctor Strange.
Oh my God. I'm going to get $1 million to play my favorite character. Like, let it go.
I'm so excited.
No, Rocket Raccoon. Let it go. I don't know. That's a terrible Rocket Raccoon. Can you do a Rocket voice?
Yeah, I mean, he's Bradley Cooper. So he's just kind of gruff and he's down here and he's excited and he's just like, don't even talk to me about that, all right? It's my weapon.
Okay, now do that, but sing Let It Go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, perfect.
That's all I know of this freaking song.
I don't think Keanu Reeves is playing
Doctor
Strange.
Yeah, that's the new rumor is Keanu is going to take up the role.
By the hoary host of Hoggoth. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. There will be a little bit of wonderful shit in front of watching you slowly descend into madness if that was confirmed.
Oh my God.
Watching your life just melt down over time.
Oh, my. It finally happens. Like, oh, my God, they're going to do a Doctor Strange. It is Keanu Reeves. Okay. Let's just end it all now.
I feel like every week we address like rumor casting, and then we address who would actually ruin the film for you.
Keanu would be one of them.
Okay.
I actually think that Ethan Hawke might ruin the film for me too. Like,
really?
I'm not a giant Ethan Hawke fan. I liked him in Training Day, but even then I was
Reality Bites. Just saying.
If they cast him in the movie, reality will certainly bite.
Oh, burn! Take that, Ethan Hawke.
Success. Oh, come on! That's the second time.
Oh, you guys.
We're on topic.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke, I think, Keanu Reeves would certainly be
Don't worry, next week we'll have a new name for you to get angry
next week,
about.
Yeah.
More rumor news. Robert Downey Jr. went on a talk show spree the other week, started off on Ellen saying, there's going to be an Iron Man 4, then ends up on David Letterman saying, I'm not going to be an Iron Man 4. And then there's like, actually, wait, there are no plans for Iron Man 4. There's no script for Iron Man 4. But I'm going to go do other stuff with Marvel. I'm still going to be involved with Marvel, is what Downey eventually said.
I think what that means is, I'm Robert Downey Jr. I'm the mayor of Marvel Town, and I'm just going to stick around for a long time because everyone thinks me. I'm Grandpapa Downey Jr.
Granddaddy Iron Stark.
I'm Grandpapa Stark. So I'm going to be the mayor of Marvel Town, and I'm going to stick around here. But like, he'll probably help produce. He'll probably stick on in that capacity and help out with story stuff.
He's going to evolve into Jarvis.
Yeah, there you go. I do like the idea that he's so intrinsically buried in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and their business. Even happening that he just says stuff like that. Even if he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
He just decides to. What are they going to do? Fire me?
Yeah.
I made you.
Fire me. That would be like the Fox getting rid of the Simpsons.
Yeah. Like, we're doing 6 Secret Wars movies, guys. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Confirmed right here. And people are like, no. Why don't you?
No. Robert Downey Jr. said it, though. Done. I'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was just kind of screwing with everybody because he knew everyone's going to be talking about that.
I mean,
he had many appearances that day.
Yeah, it was leading into Comic-Con where a lot of news came out. So last week, we didn't address it because it was really on the speculation end of the thing, but Marvel's come out and confirmed that they are now ending their longest running Silver Age title. Fantastic Four in the comics is coming to a close in
That's the comic that started the Silver Age.
It is. And it's a huge move for Marvel. And now, like, sales have been down. Mm-hmm. That we know that. But there's been a lot of talk behind the scenes from fans and comic speculators that Marvel is kind of distancing themselves from a lot of the properties that Fox owns in the movie world. We're seeing Wolverine is being killed off this, I believe it's like this month into next.
Maybe even this week.
It's like, I've been following. I mean,
it'll be Death of Wolverine 4, and it's just a 4-issue arc.
Yeah,
so.
They're soliciting Wolverines, which is going to deal with the aftermath of his death. And now with Fantastic Four ending, it really kind of seems like Marvel is not wanting to have a lot to do with these properties. Now, of course, that being said, that's going to, you know, why would you, as a company, close titles just because you're angry with Fox?
Yeah. I don't know that it's, on the surface, I think that they believe that it's not because they're angry at Fox. I think underneath it all, it is like, no, screw you, Fox. But on the surface, I think that they think it is a wise business decision because in a way it's like, well, we make Wolverine. That makes comic book readers all in love with Wolverine, and they're going to go continue to follow Wolverine. It's like, I'm not a businessman. I didn't go to Harvard for business. I don't know if anyone actually knows that about me, but let me just dispel that rumor right now. I'm not a businessman. But it does it like, how many people are actually, like, how many people does that affect? Like, what's the percentage of people in America that reads comic books? Like, 2%? Like,
yeah.
So, like, they're like, oh, 2% of you, don't go watch this movie. Like, we're already going to go watch it. It serves no real purpose, you know?
Yeah.
At least for me.
I see it more as just a macroeconomics viewpoint than now that they're just getting so much larger. You know, what once was Marvel comics only, and maybe some toys and cartoons, is now Marvel, this giant, partially Disney behemoth conglomerate that is just building and swelling with you know, success. And so from a business standpoint, it's better to focus on the select few of really, really successful properties than it is to continue to spread across the net, which as a fan, I disagree with entirely. And I think part of what makes the universe so great is because it is so broad and full of life across the board. So I think it'd be folly for them to go ahead and like permanently cancel and start distancing themselves from properties that are part of their universe that makes it feel so full of life. But I'm also a fanboy, so.
Well, and on that same notion, it looks like now there's talk that Sony and Marvel are teaming up to possibly use Spider-Man as a joint
which
character.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
that's
which
cool.
That would be super awesome.
And, I mean, completely unprecedented that they would have, you know, that they would allow them to cross over in that way.
Yeah, one news site was even claiming, and this is pure speculation on their part, that we could even see a Spider-Man cameo at the end of Age of Ultron.
It was Badass Digest?
Yeah, Badass Digest, which, I mean, that would be...
Which is a great site.
Yeah, it would be really, really great if we could see that. And Sony is now, like, there's so much going on, heading over to Sony Studios in terms of their universe right now. Now there's talk that the Venom movie is back on hold, and with this whole Sinister Six film, they could be rebooting the entire Spideyverse as we know it. And you had some really great insight into that.
Well, I think if the Spider-Man movies, box office wise, have done pretty well, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're not they're, you know, they're not Oscar winning films. They're not the most amazing films ever. And Spider-Man 2 was like 20 movies all rolled into one, you know.
Pretty sort of loosely amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, like I think I asked Matt Cook if he liked Spider-Man 2 one time, and he's like, oh, which version of it? Like, are you talking about the first sequence, the second? Like, there's like so many movies wrapped up into one.
Yeah.
So, but like even then, it's done relatively well at the box office. So I think what's going on is that maybe when Andrew Garfield signed his contracts, and this is pure speculation on my part, I don't know, but when they signed the contracts, I think that maybe since the Avengers thing wasn't on the table, that's not included in his contract. I think now that it's kind of on the table, Sony is kind of backtracking and saying, oh, that could be pretty cool. We should probably get a new Spider-Man and include in there that he's going to work with Marvel on the Avengers. And I mean, how smart is that? How, like, if Sony does that, that is so win-win for everyone. Marvel's like, we get to use Spider-Man now, and like they can start trying to maybe pull other licenses away in this way and that. I don't know why they would, but they have that access to that. And then on top of that, you know, Spider-Man is like, hey, remember seeing me in the Avengers film? Come watch my solo film over at Sony. Like, I think it's brilliant for Sony to jump on that.
It's a smart business move on Marvel's part because, you know, the animosity with Fox has been there for so long, but I feel if Sony is willing to work this out, I mean, it's only going to be a win for the fans and the studios and everyone involved.
Yeah, and I think that's why they would, like, do a soft reboot is what they're calling it, and, like, have a Sinister Six movie with a brand new Spider-Man. So we'd get the third Spider-Man in a decade, which is a little strange, but...
Oh, we get that with the Hulk, too, so...
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I just envision when this was announced, there was a room somewhere filled with lawyers just salivating, like, oh, let me have a look at that contract. Oh, a lot of very specific wordage is going to have to be put in that contract for rights. But I think it's a cool prospect. I mean, as long as they get casting right, I actually really liked Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man.
I thought he did great. I think I would be a little sad to see that go away.
Yeah. But at the same time, that when you've established all these universes as separate, and you've done as many things as the Marvel Universe has too, things like New York, you can't pretend they're separate anymore. Like,
yeah, it's hard. Well, now over at Fox Studios, there are some exciting things happening. Exciting things.
Your hat? Throw it at her.
I know, right? Oh, please. It. That's my first pun I think I've ever made. I'm really proud of
myself. In your entire life.
In my entire life. I'm not very pun. I don't do puns.
You're not punny?
I'm going to hit you now. So I guess now we're talking about an X-Men TV series that is in the work with Fox Studios. According from a tweet from Eat Geek Play, Sean Madden, the plan is for the series to be based on Peter David's critically acclaimed X-Factor run.
Can I just say, if there was ever a TV show that I wanted to make love to repeatedly, it would be that show.
Not Heroes?
Not Heroes. Not Heroes at all, no. I am a giant fan of that series. If you've never read Peter David's run on X Factor, I think it started around 2005. Go pick it up. Read the first, I don't know how many issues of that. It's so good. Jamie Madrox, the Multiple Man, one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Such a cool, very underrated character. There's a 6-issue graphic that you can go read that I think Peter David wrote also. Mm-hmm. That's just great.
It's a great
just
run.
Super yeah. good. Super good. So go check all that out. But that TV series would be
amazing. Great is that, like, what I've heard is it could be more like Fringe in the X-Men universe, which, you know, kind of more detective.
And that's kind of what they did with the comic in a small way. It was investigative reporters. So
you know, we kind of get another superhero TV series. And that makes sense because we've got Marvel, DC doing all these different TV series, and TV series are really picking up right now. So I think Fox doing that was going to be really great. I'm excited. Just excited. Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, like, no, it just kind of hit me.
Jamie Madrox, like, and you'd have Wolfsbane
awesome.
And Strong Guy. Like,
and because, I mean, X-Factor had some really out there characters to see them brought to life on TV. And I think we have the technology with, like, animation that we can achieve this.
Well, and, I mean, you've got stuff like Orphan Black showing that you can have, like, 3 or 4 characters all played by the same actress. One. So if you get a really solid Madrox, oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
And this is part of what makes me so excited about the comic book television universe is so many of these classic story arcs that we've loved through the comics, when re-envisioned into the constraints of a feature film length, leave a lot to be desired, and it's frustrating as a person who is familiar with that material, being able to take your time in the format of television, which you can do long-standing character builds, you know,
yeah,
long
like
reveals.
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, yeah. Can you imagine that as a two-hour movie? That would be awful.
Terrible. So to envision where they can not only start taking more and more of these properties to television, but an X Factor series with those characters and take their time with it and really build it would be fantastic.
Like in Netflix, like I'm so excited to see, you know, Daredevil, like how do they use the echolocation? How does he grow up? Like, I can't wait to see Stick push him off of a bit, like this little bitty kid push off of a building and then beat the crap out of him.
You know, I've been saying this for the past 2 years. It is like the best time to be a comic book fan.
Yeah.
We are getting all these things that we wanted as children brought to life in a great way. And I'm so excited.
And like the medium of like television with binge watching now. That's perfect. That's a perfect place for something like this.
We can sit here and have what would be like a schoolyard conversation on microphones and people actually watch it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a good time to be a dork.
And before we head out, I've got a little bit of Fantastic Four news for you. Not a lot in terms of film details, but Miles Teller, who's going to be Mr. Fantastic in the film, has assured fans that between casting and the writing, it's really respecting the characters of the series that they're basing on. So, you know, all the cast has kind of been coming out and doing this PR move where we're saying, no, it's really good. It's really great. You know, we promise you guys are going to love it. So I feel, you know, if the actors are saying good things about it, you know, we as fans at least owe it a chance to go see it. It's going to be a different Fantastic Four world. It's completely new from what we know, but we should go see it because if I had not seen First Class, I would have judged it based on X3 and I would have missed what was led up to a really solid run of X-Men films.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of X-Men, Apocalypse just started casting.
It did. We can continue speculating now.
Yeah, speculation. That's, I mean, they're just casting. Yeah. There's no real news there except that it's stepping forward.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
is
obviously,
I can't wait to see what they do with it. But the casting process will take a couple more months. So
it'll be really exciting.
But that is exciting that they're starting it. So anyway, I guess we got to wrap it.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up. Well, you know, just going into next week, what are you guys excited for? What do you want to see coming out of next week's news?
I very much cannot wait to see the new casting rumors for Doctor Strange because you know that there will be more. I can't wait to see who it is.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who is cast or is rumored to be cast as Doctor Strange that you hate so I can watch your reaction throughout the week.
Good. Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you. Meredith?
And I'm really looking forward to next week's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode, so we'll talk more about
that
next week.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to start talking more about that.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us once again for Marvel News, and thank you so much, Matt, for coming out.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, as always.
And as always, you can find me on Twitter at mplacco.
I'm at the Matt Key.
And at Matthew Mercer.
All right, and we'll see you guys next week.
Woo!
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes No Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Marvel News from Marvel Fans. Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now, as well as the entire AfterBuzz TV Network crew. To watch or listen to other Schmoes episodes, get movie news, and join the conversation, be sure to visit SchmoesKnow.com and subscribe, rate, and review to this show on iTunes. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of Schmoes Knows.